to On Point with Dan Riccio and Randy Janda on Sportsnet 650.
Big news basketball-wise here in Vancouver is Canada Basketball announcing that they are returning to the Lower Mainland in June for the Pacific Rim Classic, and they will be up against China for a couple of national team games, one in Vancouver and one in Victoria. And joining us now to talk about it is the head coach of Canada Basketball men's team, Jay Triano. How's it going, Jay?
Very well, very well. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for doing this today. So pretty exciting getting basketball back here and into the Lower Mainland in Vancouver and Victoria, yeah?
Yeah, it sure is. It's always been a great basketball city and area province-wide. I just think, you know, for me to be able to come back there after my years at SFU, and, you know, the national team was so dominant with so many players from the West Coast in the 80s. It's nice to bring the national team back there. We've got a roster full of NBA players, and we're looking forward to, you know, the tune-up games to get us ready for the qualification for the World Championships.
Well, you mentioned the roster full of NBA players. What kind of players, who will we be seeing specifically in those games in Vancouver and Victoria?
Dylan Brooks from Memphis, Jamal Murray from Denver, Dwight Powell from the Dallas Mavericks, former player Anthony Bennett and Andrew Nicholson will be there. Mm-hmm. Tristan Thompson, Kelly Olynyk from the Okanagan there, Cam Birch. So we've got a real good group. Corey Joseph as well, point guard for the Indiana Pacers, will be with us as well. So we've got a great group of NBA players and guys that have played overseas that know the international game a little bit. And, you know, this is an exciting time for our country in basketball because we've got more players playing at such an elite level now, and it seems to continue to grow. We've got guys that are age group-wise ranked very, very high in the world, and you know, I don't think this is just a flash in the pan with a good group coming through. I think this is something that's going to be consistent for a long, long time.
Jay, there might have been a time where in Canada basketball you really had to kind of go out there and recruit and convince NBA players to represent the country, or at the very least try to convince those teams to free them up. Now it seems like you said there's a lot of excitement around NBA basketball, specifically when it comes to Canadians in the NBA and the Canadian national team as a result. What kind of process is that for you as somebody who's trying to get players to represent Canada?
Well, it's a tough process because guys have to be in a year where they're in where they have a secured contract. If guys, I'll give you an example, Tyler Ennis, for example, he's a free agent. So if he doesn't have a contract, we can't get insurance for him to be able to play. So you kind of have to pick and choose guys like that. Then also you have to be aware of, you know, the fact that some of these guys, this is their downtime. They have long seasons over either in Europe or in the NBA. And, you know, their season is going to just end, and then we ask them to come and represent Canada. Well, that's their downtime. That's their vacation. So, you know, it makes it tough for some of these guys, and it's tough for us to try to figure out who to pick. But you're right. The depth of talent that we have right now, it's a phone call. Can you make it? Yes. Okay. Then we'll move forward. If you can't, then that's okay. We've got enough players now. And, you know, gone are the days where we have to try to beg our guys to play. And I've always been a firm believer that we shouldn't have to do that anyway. If you have to beg somebody to play for the country, then maybe they're not doing it for the right reasons.
Canada basketball head coach Jay Triano joining us here on Points is Canada basketball coming to the Lower Mainland on June 22nd. They'll be playing at Rogers Arena against China, and they'll also be playing in Victoria on June 24th. Tickets on sale this coming Thursday at 10 a.m. Jay, you mentioned just the kind of golden generation we're in for Canada basketball in terms of players. I just recently watched the Carter Effect there on Netflix, and I thought it was pretty well put together, and just how much of an effect Vince had, not just in Canada, but on the game in general. And also, I mean, the Grizzlies factor into that too here, right? I mean, if they weren't here, maybe there's not that kind of interest. There's not this generation that's perking up now, and I know it didn't last too long with the Grizzlies, and there's still a lot of animosity towards that, but it had to have had an effect on players growing up and watching the game and now developing.
Absolutely. I think, you know, we look back to, you know, when I was a child, you know, hockey was ingrained in us because it was Hockey Night in Canada. It was on TV all the time, and you could relate to it. Well, this generation of players had basketball for the first time on TV on a regular basis, a hometown team that they could cheer for. And then the success that the Raptors had with Vince Carter being such a high profile player and prolific with the, some of the things that he did. Young kids were looking at that going, this is pretty cool. Then you add to the fact that we add Steve Nash to that, who now all of a sudden, not only can we watch it, but a Canadian can do it. And I think that that's why, you know, basketball has taken off. These kids now that we're coaching, they grew up and they had basketball in their life, their whole life. It was on TV and they had Canadian teams that they could cheer for, even if it was a short time in Vancouver. So I think that helps grow the game. And when it's on all the time, you watch it, you replicate it, and it becomes reality when you see someone from your neighborhood be able to accomplish great things the way that Nash did.
You listen to On Point. We're joined by Jay Triano, head coach of Canada's basketball team, men's basketball team. And Jay, when you talk about Canada basketball, you think about the future and you think about RJ Barrett, who is that phenom committed to Duke. And as the head coach of the Canadian national team, how do you feel about this kid and what does the future look like for him?
He's great. He's been great all through our age groups. We kind of identified him quite a while ago, you know, as a young player. We saw what he did at the under-19s against the Americans last year. He's number one ranked player, and you know, he's a player that will hopefully represent Canada for a long, long time. He's got a lot to do still, you know, going to Duke University, and then he'll be a draft pick a year from now, and everything's going to speed up for him. But you know, he's been committed to our national team program at the age groups, and I don't see any reason why he won't be in the future. And I think that bodes well for that next generation.
Jay, while we got you here, I mean, last night, LeBron James, once again, he's just the most devastating player I've ever seen, and he just continuously gets it done. Is there one thing that sticks out to you the most in how LeBron is not only able to raise his game in the big moments, but raise his teammates' games in the big moments?
Yeah, I think you have to play with him. I think he demands that of everybody that he plays with. I think, you know, he looks at the game and he understands the game. He's a student of the game. He's extremely high basketball intelligence. And when you add to that the fact that he's the size that he is, I don't think we've ever seen a player like that. We were talking the other day, he could be an all-star at any one of the five positions. If you made him a five, he'd be an all-star. If you made him a point guard, he'd be an all-star. And I don't think we've ever seen that before. He's just got an incredible skill set with an immense size and athleticism, and then his basketball IQ is off the charts. So still, that's not always enough, but his drive. And I think, you know, his record in game sevens, his record in elimination games has been off the charts. And I think, you know, we're seeing one of a kind here, and something that we'll always remember as a great, great athlete.
Speaking of game sevens, the Warriors versus the Rockets tonight in Houston. Your teams have, your Phoenix Suns played against both of these teams. You have plenty of experience against both of them. When you look at these teams, two of the best in the league all year long, you know, which side do you lean? I know you're a coach and you don't necessarily want to make picks, but you have some intelligence on both of these teams. If you had to pick one, who would you pick?
I think I'd go with Golden State, and you know, I'm friends with Mike D'Antoni, so I kind of cheer for them a little bit. But they've got James Harden, who's so darn good, and you know, Chris Paul doesn't play. That means that all the pressure's on him, and I think you know, he has to be great, and he could be, and that's what'll make it exciting to watch. At the same time, Golden State, you know, you could get Klay going off, you got Durant going off, you could get Steph Curry having a big game, and I think that, you know, they've got more chances because they have more, you know, superstar type players who can, you know, kind of take over a game. So the odds are in their favor, but still have to play the game, and James Harden has had a great year, and what a great way to cap it off if he was able to have shine tonight the way maybe LeBron did last night.
You mentioned Rockets coach Mike D'Antoni. After the experiment in New York and LA, there was a lot of people saying, oh, can Mike D'Antoni still coach in the NBA? Well, look at him this year. The Rockets are the best team in the league. They are playing very good defense. What does that tell us about Mike D'Antoni and his flexibility as a coach?
Well, I think, you know, all coaches, sometimes it's a matter of being in the right place at the right time and having the right personnel to fit the style of play that you want to play. And, you know, Mike was obviously very successful when he was with the Phoenix Suns and playing the fast-paced basketball, and tried it in New York and it didn't work. Tried it in L.A. and it didn't work, and then all of a sudden it's working again in Houston because of the personnel around him. And I think, you know, James Harden's a great player, but you add some superstar players, guys that can shoot the basketball, and that suits Mike's style. But, you know, Mike's had to adjust. I mean, his teams were not solid defensively, and they are now. And that's what made the resurgence of the Rockets this year. It was so much they can score, but they also started stopping teams now.
Yeah, we all just kind of expected, you know, Golden State to kind of turn it on, and Houston wouldn't necessarily stand a chance. I mean, you coached against both of these teams. What is it about the Rockets that they've kind of changed to cause Golden State some problems?
I think their ability to spread the floor. I think, you know, they're shooting threes. Their rule as a team is only shoot at the rim. And if they take that away, or you can get to the rim and find a three-point shooter, do that. So the floor is always spread. They've got one guy rolling, they've got one guy attacking, and three guys spaced ready to shoot threes. They'd like to shoot 40 threes if they could. And they think the odds are better if they do that. So it makes it tough to guard, because if you play a traditional team as a big, you know, somebody's going to get mixed and have to guard at the rim, and then that, you know, you think about helping, and it kind of goes against all concepts that you've been, you know, see a guy driving to the basket, do you go and help? Well, they don't. They like to stay at home. They say, okay, we'll give up that two, but we're not going to, you know, we're going to look for the three. So, you know, it goes against modern basketball, but it's kind of the way the game is trending now. Teams are trying to score at the rim, and teams are trying to shoot threes, and these two teams are great examples of it, and as are the Cleveland Cavaliers. So when the best three teams have developed the style of play, everybody's going to try to mirror that, and we're going to see a lot more threes being taken over the next couple of years in the NBA.
You're listening to On Point. We're joined by Jay Triano, head coach of Canada's men's basketball team. Jay, last week there were rumors swirling of you joining the Hornets staff. Can you tell us anything on that front?
Yeah, well, I have accepted a job there as the lead assistant. I'm actually driving across the United States right now from Phoenix, so I'm about an hour outside of Charlotte when I got the message to give you guys a call. So on the way there, and I'll start my job there tomorrow, working out draft prospects and guys that have been on the team here. So it's an exciting time. It's changed again, but I've always seemed to thrive with the change. I loved going from Toronto to Portland, and then Portland we had great years, and I enjoyed my time in Phoenix, and now a new stop here in Charlotte.
Well, congratulations on the new gig there, Jay. What's been the highlight of your road trip from Phoenix to Charlotte?
Getting the driving part of the day over with so that I can stop and find someplace to watch the NBA game.
There we go.
Sportsnet 650.